Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Wednesday morning Morning Manna podcast. Glad you're with us this morning. So let's just pray and ask the Lord to be a part of our devotion this morning and say, Lord, thank you that you are so gracious to us, Lord, that even in our weakness and our frailty, Lord, our tendency to wander and to go away from you, Lord, you still just have this love for us that guards us and protects us, Lord. And so as we look into your word this morning, may we just be drawn to you, Lord, by your beauty, by your faithfulness, by all that you do with us and for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So we are continuing on in the book of Hosea this morning. Remember that Hosea the prophet was given his initial calling that he was going to marry Gomer, a wife of whoredom, and she represents the nation of Israel. Now, at this point, they've had three children, Jezreel, and Not My People, and No Mercy. But as we ended last time, remember, even with those names, it sounds like God is pulling away from the nation of Israel. He starts chapter 2, talking through Jezreel, says, say to your brothers, you are my people, and to your sisters, you have received mercy. So God is not done with the nation of Israel. Now, what we're going to read today is Gomer. Jezreel is going to plead with Gomer. Look at verse 2 of chapter 2. It says, plead with your mother. Plead, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband, that she put away her whoring from her face, and that she and her adultery from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and make her as the day she was born, and make her like a wilderness, and make her like a parched land, and kill her with thirst upon her children. Also I will have no mercy, because they are children of whoredom, for their mother has played the whore. She who conceived them acted shamefully, for she said, I will go after my lovers, who give me my bread, my water, my wool, my flax, my oil, and my drink. Now, Gomer, representing the nation of Israel, she's like, I'm done with God. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go seeking after other things, other pleasures, other gods. Now, she's going to go chasing after these, but don't confuse God's love, God's relationship here is saying, I am not your husband, you are not my wife, with the church being the bride of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. We are going to be presented to him faultless before the throne, virgin, chaste. This is the nation of Israel, and we know that the nation of Israel has kind of this roller coaster relationship, if you will, with God, in that, you know, they are faithful and everything is good, and then they go straying away after other gods, after other things, and then God in his faithfulness always brings them back. And this is exactly what is happening here. Gomer is chasing after other things. She thinks it's grass is greener on the other side. But no, God says he has a plan for the nation of Israel. Even into the last days, we see that plan being fulfilled. So Israel, although is becoming unfaithful to God, God is not becoming unfaithful to Israel. Look at verse 4. There's a key word there, therefore. Now, when we see therefore, the old adage is, when you see therefore in Scripture, look and see what it's there for. Well, if Israel is doing all of these things, going out, stepping out, God says, I'm going to do some pretty bad stuff to you. I'm going to strip you naked and do all of those crazy things to your land. But he says, look, therefore, I'm going to put a hedge up her way. I'm going to hedge up her way with thorns, and I will build a wall against her so that she cannot find her path. God is going to protect her. Have you ever noticed that once you're saved, you can't sin well anymore? it's not as fun as it used to be. See, Gomer is chasing after all of these things, the things of the world. God is saying, no, I'm going to put a hedge of thorns around you. It's not going to be easy for you to go out and to chase after these things. You're going to be looking for your lovers who gave you bread and water and wool and flax and oil and drink. And God says, no, I'm going to put a hedge about you so that it's of thorns, and so it's not going to be easy. But look, she doesn't follow after God. She will pursue her lovers, but not overtake them. She shall seek them, but she shall not find them. She shall say, I will go and return to my first husband, for it was better for me then than now. So in this hedge of protection, she's going to go and she's going to fight against that hedge of thorns, but she is not going to get the satisfaction that she is desiring. It is the same exact thing for us. We can have our free will, and we can in our free will say, you know, I'm going to go and do something else. I don't want to follow after all of the things that God has for me. God in his faithfulness says, no, if I began a good work in you, I am going to be faithful to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus our Lord. And thank you, Lord, that he is so faithful to that promise, that he does fulfill a work in us. She's going to chase after, he's going to draw back. She's going to realize it was better with my first husband. So she's going to return to Hosea, but she's going to go out again. It's going to be a constant message until she's going to hit her rock bottom, as we're going to see in the next chapter, when Hosea has to go and buy her as a slave, because she is going to persist and persist and persist, and God's going to let her until she hits that rock bottom. Now, I pray for all of us that we don't go through that, that we listen to the voice of God, and when God sets us on the right path, we obey. We say, thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to us. Thank you, Lord, that you put that hedge of thorns around us. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, that you don't let us go wandering off, but Lord, you're going to draw us back to you, to where we need to be. And so I pray that we would just walk in that faithfulness today. And let's pray and say, Lord, thank you, God, that we have an example such as Gomer, Lord, one who is persistent in just walking away from you, chasing after the things of the world, Lord. I pray our hearts, our eyes would be fixed on you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, that we know that you have plans and purposes for us that we just want to fulfill. That is indeed our best life, is in the way that you would have us to go. And so help us to be those people. In Jesus' name, amen.